online. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and around Australia on the Community Radio Network. This is the special outside broadcast celebrating the AFL Pride Game live from Etihad Stadium and proudly sponsored by the AFL.
You're with Fiona Newton and Beck Dahl from Joy's Chicks Talking Footy team. Coming up this half hour, we're going to be talking to Charles and Lockie Beaton about their story. And we'll also be talking to Tynan Winmar. He, in case you haven't guessed, is Nicky Winmar's son.
Well done, Fee.
Gay son.
Yep.
So welcome to the Pride Game broadcast, Charles and Lockie Beaton. We're quite interested in your story. You're twin brothers.
Yes.
And one of you is gay.
That's me.
And is he lucky? And one of you, therefore, is straight.
Yes, that's me.
So, well done.
We sound the same.
You do. You look incredible. The same too.
You do. You obviously were at one stage the same cell.
Exactly.
Science. I'm Chicks Talking Footy Science.
I know.
Let's delve deeper into that.
Let's not. So you, Lucky, had to come out at one stage to your brother. Tell us your story around coming out.
Yeah, look, I waited a long time. I mean, I knew that I was gay probably 14 years old. And kept it as a secret until I was about 27. You know, I played football throughout that period and I was really, I guess, petrified to come out, just scared of what people would think about me, scared of sort of being disowned and, you know, being gay in a football club, you know, I thought would be the worst possible thing you could do. So it took me a long time, but when I was 27, I finally found the courage to do it. And came out to my brother Charles and a couple of other friends, and it was a huge relief, to be honest.
So were those fears founded? Do you think would it have been unsafe at your footy club?
No, totally unfounded. I mean, everyone accepted me for who I was, but, you know, if there had been an event like tonight where people were saying it's okay to be yourself, I probably would have done it 7 or 8 years earlier, to be honest.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Do you think nights like tonight are really important so that there's other young people aren't experiencing what you experienced and feel like they have to, you know, not come out?
Yeah, I think it's the essence of the night. I can guarantee you there'll be someone who's 14, 15, 16 years old, they'll be watching this game and they'll feel a lot more safer just to be themselves. You know, they can see masculine men out on a football ground supporting being yourself.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, it's great.
And so what was it like for you when your brother told you that he was gay?
It was a huge shock, you know, like we had grown up very closely in a small country town and had done everything together, and you know, we were living together at that stage and we were 27, so, and I had no idea, so it goes to show what he was hiding, the ability to hide his sexuality for that long, you know, and it took its toll on him, and it still does, and my hope out of tonight is that you know, other families coming to terms with this same situation won't have to go through the same, you know, hell that he had to go through and we've gone through with him, you know, and it makes me emotional to come tonight and to think that potentially this could save some lives and just make people's lives easier.
Yeah.
You know, Lachlan hated who he was.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't know that, and I hate that that happened.
And no one could be closer to him than his twin brother. What's interesting to me is, you know, there's a lot of talk about when's the first, you know, AFL professional footballer going to come out. Now that there's a women's league, it's actually interesting that women, a lot of women are out.
Mm.
You know, 80% of the VWFL are gay women and quite open about it.
So we will have gay people out in the AFL next year.
Yeah, that's right. So it'll automatically happen. But it's interesting to me the men don't seem to feel as safe. So why do you think that is?
Look, I think, you know, they probably think the exact same feelings I had, that the people will disown them. You know, the general public, supporters, you know, they'll get booed and hissed on the ground. But you know what? I hope something like this helps someone actually take that step, because they're such big role models in society.
Yeah.
I mean, we all look up to footballers. If someone was to do it, it would just be a huge step forward, and I think that's wonderful. You know, women playing football, you know, seem to be at a national level, breaking stereotypes. That it could be something that actually pushes men to actually be true to themselves,
man
as well.
Yeah,
yeah, man up.
That's
come
right.
on, the women are
Reverse.
Doing it. Come on to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And what do you think, as allies of the LGBTI community, what advice would you give to other families who are experiencing, you know, what you went through with your brother?
Yeah, look, I would say ask questions. You know, in hindsight, there was there would have been questions that I wanted to ask, and I just didn't. I brushed it off. Talk openly about your sexuality. You know, don't try and brush things under the carpet. You know, you're a whole lot better for finding these things out and talking about them when you're 14 or 15, and waiting till you're 27. You know, those 13 years of your life that you're never going to get back. Just be open. You know, be honest with each other, and there's nothing scary about talking about sexuality.
Yeah, I think that's right, and I think that, you know, games like this bringing it into the general public conversation hopefully can really help that conversation in people's homes and with their families.
Absolutely. I think Russell Green spoke at the function upstairs tonight, and as he was coming off, he said, talk to your kids.
Yeah.
If there's people here with kids, just talk to them. He said, that's the one regret I have, is not talking to my son when he was going through all these mood swings. Just ask. You know, but back then they didn't know the questions to ask. My parents certainly didn't. And now they would if they went through that again. So ask questions, just talk openly. It's just about having conversations, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the most terrifying things, I think, for any gay person to talk to their family about what's happening, because the fear of being rejected from your parents or your siblings or...
Yeah, how awesome if, you know, someone gets the strength out of tonight just to say, you know, Mum and Dad, what you saw last night on TV, I've got something to tell you. No, it just could be a conversation starter.
Yeah, it's right.
Sort of thing, you know, I always wanted that conversation starter, someone to sort of lead it in, because it's so hard to talk about. So I think it's just wonderful that this could be it.
Yeah, actually, the SBS did a segment on Dimitri Petrakis recently.
Right.
He said his club actually got him through because his parents kicked him out of home, and he lost his job and all sorts of things.
Footy clubs are great places.
Yeah, and it can be, can't it? It can be a real place to nurture people that have come out. So thank you so much, boys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for
sharing
your
story.
Thanks for having us.
Enjoy the rest of the night.
Yeah, thank you.
Go Saints.
go Saints, absolutely.
I think that's what everyone's cheering for. All right, that was Charles and Lockie Beaton.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.